see what happens.
Okay.
Cameron, do you have any stories you want to tell about Pratt?
I don't know.
You don't know? Can I go first?
Yeah.
I want to tell you about when I first started coming to Pratt. Do you know how old I was? I was littler than you, because I grew up just down the road on Paper Mill Road. And when I was a little kid, you know how I got to Pratt? I would walk with my dad, and we would walk down, you know where the bridge is by Grammy's house? Well, it used to be that field was mowed, and there was an opening there, and they used to park cars in there, like right by the frog pond. So we would walk through there, and we'd walk around. And now when I come to Pratt, I always feel like I'm taking the back entrance, because I kind of feel like that's the front to me, because I went that way for so many years. And you know what was there? The best sledding hill.
What?
Now, where do you go sledding when you're at Pratt?
Down that hill over there.
Yeah, and that's what they call the sledding hill, but guess what?
What?
When I was a kid, that hill wasn't part of Pratt. So you know where we went sledding?
Where?
Over by the frog pond. There's a really steep hill and it's full of rocks, which made the sledding extra fun because it was kind of dangerous. Have you ever been sledding here?
Yeah, but never down the fort.
Never, yeah, down by the forts, right?
Yeah. It's kind of north.
Kind of north.
Is there something that you love to do at Pratt, Cameron?
Finding sea glass in the river.
Sea glass in the river?
Yeah.
What about what you're doing right now? Do you love to do this?
Yeah.
Can you tell me? What are you doing?
I play on the tractor every day.
Yeah?
Yeah, Pratt. And I play with my friends. And one time, I just like pulled out one right there.
Mm-hmm.
There, I pulled it, and the whole thing started to shake.
What?
I was like, I don't know. I was just like bouncing up and down. Like, and I finally pushed it again. Then and the whole shaking stopped.
Now, did you go to school here when you were little, Cameron? With Miss Diane?
Not really. Yeah, I don't really know.
Fair enough answer. Cameron did a lot of vacation camp.
Okay.
And the first couple of years you did vacation camp when you were little, they would put them with the nature school kids because most of the vacation camp kids were older.
Got it.
So you got to do some nature school and vacation camp, and you started coming. What do they call the littlest kids?
The nature babies?
Nature school. Sprout.
Oh.
Yeah, you started coming as a sprout to camp.
I wish I was videotaping this right now because, Cameron, you have some mad climbing skills. You are so skilled.
I know. I've climbed on this tractor a lot.
Yeah, this tractor's home.
So, Rita, what was it like having this as your backyard?
Well, the cool thing was I kind of do have this as my backyard because the river behind my house on Paper Mill connects, is the same river that's here. So we would kind of walk down the river into Pratt, or we'd go the other way to our friends' houses. And so, I kind of did have all
Far
of this.
Down the engine.
Oh, Cameron, what did you find?
The cat from
this. Oh, the cat. Yeah, so I have a brother who's quite a bit older than me, and so he was out playing with all the cool kids when I was little, and I had a lot of free time on my own, and so I was in the river, in the mud, catching crayfish, and swimming around, and looking at the rocks, and noticing all the little seeds, and in the trees, and I just spent a lot of time on my own in the greater Paper Mill area, not even just Prattland, and just exploring all the cool things that there was to see. And sometimes I'm a little surprised. I mean, you know, as an adult, you look back and you realize how blessed you are to have that. But sometimes I'm surprised that people don't notice certain things. But, you know, I just grew up noticing, you know, the way moss grows on a tree, or, you know, certain types of bugs that live in our area. And, you know, that's that's a fun thing to have in your back pocket when you're a teacher, that you know so much of these little interesting things you can show and learn about in the world.
So Pratt, in a lot of ways, helps you be the person you are. I don't want to make a huge leap, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, Pratt and, you know, just growing up, like I said, with the Aspatech in my backyard, yeah. And just growing up with a family that really appreciated. I mean, I spent a lot of time with my dad on the weekends climbing up the mountain, and we'd take pictures of our house from the top of the mountain, and my brother would come along sometimes, and so, you know, he really liked to hike, and he really liked nature, so we would spend a lot of time just kind of walking to Pratt because it was so close and convenient and beautiful, and it gave us a lot to think about.
How do you think Pratt has changed?
Well, its mission, I think, has become more transparent and more streamlined with Diane. I mean, I've known Diane. I knew her before Pratt. I worked with her at the youth agency when I was younger. And she's always had such an amazing commitment to children, but now that she's here, you know, when I found out that she was taking over here, I thought, what a perfect fit, because, you know, growing up, like, my brother had gone to Pratt Camp, I never actually did, but, you know, it was kind of just like this nature center, but now there's so much more, the programs and the Facebook presence and the commitment to being inside the schools has really created more than a place, it's a movement.
I think it's so much more visible.
Like, yes.
It's amazing what it's become.
Right, because when I was a kid, like, I tell people, like, oh, I live by, because we called it Elliott Pratt,
right?
That's what it was. So, like, oh, I live by Elliott Pratt, and people are like, well, what's Elliott Pratt? But, like, now everybody in New Milford knows what the Pratt Center is, and people beyond New Milford know what the Pratt Center is. It's definitely got more of a presence than it used to.
Is there anything else you want to share about the Pratt Center?
Cameron, is there anything you want to tell? Do you want to tell your bottle story?
Oh, I'd love a bottle story.
Collector of all things glass. All right, you come on down and then you can tell your story.
In February? We were walking down that path that we just walked, and we saw a striped thing in the in the ground, and we picked it up as a Pepsi bottle from the 50s.
Pepsi bottle from the 50s. Just
like,
looking at us in the snow. And what did we do?
No, it was in February.
Yeah, it was in February. You have an amazing memory.
50s is like a really long time ago. Nice.
Not really.
This is perfect. Thank you, guys.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to stop recording.
Thank you.